but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy has such an ego. He likes to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself, and he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years bad luck. Super sexy mister, call it what you will. You look there, you're such a lady killer. I just bet you're still gonna be posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
So Justin, I was playing that video game Forest Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this like digital path, and I met this digital frog, and he was all like, and I went playing in this virtual stream where this water, it looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest, the real forest, where I was running down this, well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Never took me on the merry-go-round. You never held my hand to walk me into town. You never even taught me how to ride a bike. But at least you pitched a mill. There was no more light. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Like us don't talk about that stuff. Let's leave the conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound
awesome.
Good.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Grillo coming at you, for two sardines and an oyster. Sorry, there's a lot happening right now outside. But I'm here today with two very special guests because the two other people could not make it for reasons I will not disclose because that's none of my business. But anyways, I am here. Do you both want to introduce yourselves with your DJ name?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? I'm DJ Lasso.
Hi, DJ Lasso. Welcome.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
I'm DJ Flo.
Hi, DJ Flo. Welcome to the show. So... today we're gonna do a little something. Maybe do you want to spend like the 10 minutes we can reflect and do some podcasting, and then we can play some music because we have a very nice playlist curated for you all.
Yes, curated by myself.
Yes, curated by DJ.
Period.
Yeah, by DJ Lasso. So okay, do you want to reveal the topic of today's 10 minute discussion?
DJ Flo, really. Talk about the topic. Come on, DJ Flo.
At the moment, I have nothing in mind.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, so actually the topic for today is that we're going to be reflecting on our past 4 years in this place that we call Tufts University.
Yes, that is correct.
Wait, no, actually. Can we do something better?
Sure. What do you want to do?
Maybe like something pop related or...
Okay. Pop related? Like what?
I don't know, maybe like, maybe people that we like Cardi B or,
okay, yeah,
or maybe just like overall topics about relationships or,
let's talk about relationships.
Oh,
let's do that.
Okay.
DJ Flo, how do you feel about relationships?
That's a really good question. I feel like they're a little bit tricky and I don't know, like, I think there's a lot of things that a lot of people like myself still need to work on, but you know, how about you?
Yeah. I felt that. I'm really excited, honestly. I'm just going through the motion of life, you know. If I find myself in a relationship, I'm happy about that. But the reason why I ask you is, like, I know you have certain opinions about dating while in college, so I wanted to hear more about your opinions about that.
Good question. Well, I feel like sometimes it is better to be single than to be in a relationship, because as you guys know, many of the time when you are in a relationship, it depends on the person that you're with, but I believe that we should be happy that we're single because we're not wasting our time with someone that doesn't really like us. Like, we should be happy that, like, we're not worried about someone cheating on us or not really liking us and just being with us for, like, other reasons. So, yeah, that's my vibe.
Would you ever stay with a man who cheats on you? What if it's only like emotional cheating, like he flirts with the girl but like they don't do anything physical?
That's a good question. I think honestly they need to value me, so he's probably gonna be gone. Probably not. How about you? Would you stay with someone? Like, wait, what do you consider cheating? Like,
for me, I think emotional cheating is cheating.
Okay.
Like, the minute I see you flirting with somebody, like, I don't believe in that whole situation about, like, oh, like, you know, I'm just, like, a flirtatious person. Like, hello, like, we're in a relationship. Be flirtatious towards me. Don't be flirting with other people out there. So the minute I see you doing that, you're gone.
Okay. So emotional cheating, and by that, do you mean, like, complimenting other individuals, looking at other individuals?
So there's a difference between complimenting somebody and like flirting with somebody. Like, please be a decent human being. Like, if you think somebody looks good in an outfit, like, you know, like, give them a shout out. I believe in the whole thing.
I will be jealous.
Excuse me, I was speaking. You have your turn.
Okay, President Kamala.
I don't think you can say that.
I'm speaking.
Oh, Sorry.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway, this okay. I think complimenting and flirting are two different things. I think with complimenting, you know, you're just giving that person a shout out, like, hey, like, you look good, like, maybe like the way you sing is great, like that kind of stuff. Like, you don't have like any ill intention to like want to get them on a personal, like in a certain way. I think the minute you're like, oh, like, there's like a more like flirtatious nature, like they're trying to get you to know you in like a more physical, romantic way. That's where the problem starts, and there's a clear difference, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. That was really nice to hear and reflect on. Okay, so I finally have the music queued up, which is amazing. So
wait, what are your thoughts though?
I would share my thoughts, but I do want to save our time to play music.
That's true.
So we can have best of both worlds, like Hannah Montana once said.
We got the best.
Right, exactly. Okay, so do you two want to reveal what this month is? What is October?
October is Latinx or Hispanic Heritage Month.
Halloween?
Yes, and Halloween too. The most important one. Just kidding.
Oh, kidding. You just say
kidding.
That.
Just kidding.
Latinx XX.
So today we have, for the next 45 minutes, we have a nicely curated playlist of our Latinx baddies playlist. So, yes, so prepare to be, you know,
mystified.
Introduced to a lot of a lot of good culture songs. So yes, do you both want to talk about while I finish typing in the songs? What this month means to you?
You can go first.
I think definitely this month kind of represents my culture, my Dominican culture, and it just reminds me of how good it felt to be surrounded by family members, just like listening to music and dancing either bachata or merengue and just like enjoying those times with my family.
That's a good answer, actually, to be honest. Now, for me, I think it's something similar. You know, growing up where I grew up, it almost felt like Hispanic Heritage Month almost every single day. Like, I know that's something cliche to say, but like,
yeah,
growing up where I grew up, that's how it felt like. So just have like that specific month to like really showcase and highlight all the amazing things that it means to be Hispanic. It's really great, and I'm really like appreciative of this month. Technically we have 2 months because it goes from September to October, but I'm not going to say anything.
It is every month.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. So I'm going to enter 2 more songs. So while we prepare for that, what are some of your favorite artists to listen to? You know, getting back into like the pop conversation, you know.
There's a lot of good artists that I feel like we would listen to a lot. But when I think of like pop, I mean, Shakira has a lot of like pop songs.
Yes, Shakira.
Right? Yeah, great songs. Yeah.
I like Becky G.
Becky G is awesome.
Yes.
So I love that. She's queen.
Right.
Queen.
There's also
Karol G.
Yes.
Karol G.
I love Karol G.
Maluma.
Mm-hmm.
J Balvin.
Daddy Yankee.
I mean, yes. before he became a Christian, guys.
Okay.
May he praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm trying to enter one more song, but definitely some of those artists are on this list. So looking forward to that. I found it. Okay. So yes, we hope you can reflect on, you know, your identities this month and your positionality if you're not Latinx. Okay, so the first song kicking it off is actually going to be a Becky G song.
Hey!
Becky G, you know, we love her. She's our favorite girly. She really grew from her shower moment. She stepped out of the shower. She's not in the shower anymore.
Becky, if you hear this, we love you.
Right, exactly. Becky, if you hear this, please perform at Spring Fling.
Please!
I'll pay for you.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, I'm broke.
No, like, please.
You're like, oh, you have $1 million for me?
I got like $2 in the bank account,
We
guys.
Really need you to play, Becky. Please. Okay, so the first song is going to be by Becky G. And I'm so sorry. Apologize for my Spanish. But it's going to be...
Can we see? You got this. You got this.
Baile con mi ex.
Baile or bailo?
Baile.
Baile con mi ex? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, excuse my Spanish. I should be not be the one introducing these songs.
No. You're the perfect host.
Yeah, you're doing great. Come
Thank
on.
Thank you. Okay, but anyways, please enjoy the song. Okay, hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties. Let me turn the mic back on so we don't have some dead air. Yeah, wait, can you guys still talk?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yes, we can all hear you. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. I'm a little rusty.
No, don't apologize.
I'm a little rusty.
At least you're better
we
than...
We can start singing for a little.
Yes, please start singing. Please start singing.
Singing in the shower.
Yes, please start singing.
La-da-dee, la-da-dee, la-da-dee.
What else? Wait, what other song?
Daddy Yankee. Le gusta la gasolina. Dame gasolina. Como le gusta la gasolina. Dame gasolina. That's all of the Spanish. I was joking.
Wait, what about Shakira? What's your favorite song by Shakira?
I don't know. The difference, I think it's either She Wolf or Hip Soli. Oh, we hear it. Hey! Yes!
Con un ¿Cómo te fue? La pasé bien Bailé toda la noche ¿Pero con quién? Fuimos a varios lugares La verdad no estaba en mis planes Y llegué tarde a las casas Porque bailé con mi ex Y se sintió como
Ya empezamos como es Mi música no discrimina a nadie Así que vamos a romper Toda mi gente se mueve Mira el ritmo como los tiene Hago música que entretiene El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí Toda mi gente se mueve Mira el ritmo como los tiene Hago música que entretiene Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así
camarade à peine à comienza. C'est comme si, c'est comme ça, ma chérie. La 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 la. Francia, Colombia, me gusta. Freeze. Balvin, Willy William, me gusta. Freeze. Los DJ no miente, le gusta mi gente y eso se fue muy bien. No le bajamos, mas nunca paramos, es otro palo y blam.
¿Y dónde está mi gente? Me fa bouger la tête. ¿Y dónde está mi gente? El mundo es grande, pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí. Los tengo bailando, rompiendo y yo sigo aquí. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí.
Los tengo bailando, rompiendo.
¿Y dónde está mi gigante?
Me fue a buscar la teta.
¿Y dónde está mi gigante?
Sí, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres, luego.
Yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mamamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de selfie al bebé.
Dime, ¿vamos para el mambo o no vamos para el mambo? Tú me dices, mami. Zumba.
¿Qué? ¡Ey! ¡Ey! ¡Ey!
Hoy sí que sí.
Después de la playa, si no secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de selfie al bebé. Mami, tú vives lejos, pero como quiera yo voy a buscarte, porque tú estás buena y te lo mereces. Al frente del mar es que yo quiero darte, pa' que se pongan contentos todos los peces. Y tú estás moja, yo estoy ready pa' selfiearte. Tranquila que yo sé que te la otra vez en la playa te embarrachaste y pediste que te bese. Prende eso, prende eso, prende eso. Vamos. Ando con el apechao. Que no me llame nadie hoy, ¿ok? Me lo voy a beber. Todo el mundo borracho bailando en la playa, sintiendo el calor. Tú llevas rato mirando y mirando, pégate mejor. De esa chapa se habla en toda la barbería y en el colmadón, y en el colmadón. Ey, tú no
yo sé que es Romeo y yo le voy a hacer como don, le voy a hacer como don. Salí con tu mujer. Ya Dios me perdonó, falta tú. ¿Quién es? Que está cogiendo cerveza a la neverita. ¿Tú, anda con nosotros? Ah, ok, dale.
Te bloqueé de Insta, pero por otra cuenta veo tus historias. Tu número lo borré. No sé pa' qué si me lo sé de memoria. Me hiciste daño y así te extraño. Y aunque sé que un día te voy a olvidar, aún no lo hago, es complicado. Todo lo que hicimos me gusta recordar. Ando manejando por las calles que me besaste, oyendo las canciones que un día me dedicaste.
En el cuello pa' calmar la sed. Mi mano en tu cadera pa' empezar. Como ves, no le vamos a bajar más nunca, mamá. Ba-ba-ba-ba, baila, placata, placata. Como ella lo mueve, sin parar, sin parar. Las ganas de comerte, ahora son más fuertes. Quiero tenerte y no te voy a negar.
Estamos claros y ya.
lo voy a negar. Estamos claros y ya. Lo que he visto de ti, mami, no es normal. Claro y ya. Papá, papá, baila, placata, placata, como ella lo mueve, sin parar, sin parar.
Las ganas de comerte ahora son más fuertes. Quiero tenerte
y no te voy a negar.
Rompiendo.
Salpique. Dejaste de vecina a la suegra con la prensa en la puerta y la deuda en Hacienda. Te creíste que me heriste y me volviste más dura. Las mujeres ya no lloran, las mujeres facturan. Tiene nombre de persona buena, claramente no es como suena. Tiene nombre de persona buena.
Me caso, cero rencor, bebé. Yo te deseo que te vaya bien con mi supuesto reemplazo. No sé ni qué es lo que te pasó. Estás tan raro que ni te distingo. Yo valgo por dos de 22. Cambiaste un Ferrari por un Twingo. Cambiaste un Rolex por un Casio. Vas acelerado, dale despacio. Mucho gimnasio, pero trabaja el cerebro un poquito también. Fotos por donde me ven, aquí me siento en rehén. Por mí todo bien, yo te desocupo mañana. Y si quieres traértela a ella, que venga también.
Tiene nombre de persona buena, claramente no es como suena. Tiene nombre de persona buena.
amarte como te amo es complicado. Pensar como te pienso es un pecado. Mirar como te miro está prohibido. Tocarte como quiero es un delito. Ya no sé qué hacer para que seas bien. Si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer. Falar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés. O bajar la luna hasta tus pies. Yo solo quiero darte un beso y regalarte mis mañanas. Cantar para calmar tus miedos. Quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llenarte con mi amor el alma. Llevarte a conocer el cielo. Quiero que no te falte nada. Si el mundo fuera mío te lo daría. Hasta mi religión la cambiaría. Porque hay tantas cosas que yo haría. Pero tú no me das ni las noticias. Y ya no sé qué hacer para que estés bien. Si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer. Falar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés. O bajar la luna hasta tus pies. Yo solo quiero darte un beso y regalarte mis mañanas. Cantar para calmar tus miedos. Quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llenarte con mi amor el alma. Solo quiero darte un beso. Quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llevarte a conocer el cielo. Solo quiero darte.
All right. Hi, everybody. We hope you've been enjoying the music so far. So, it's time for our ad of this session. You may have noticed Espresso playing in the background. Espresso is playing in the background. Okay, so today's PSA is chosen, curated by our DJ, our guest DJs for today. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you to our guest DJs for choosing that wonderful ad. It's a very important message. And we hope you enjoy playing Espresso playing in the background. So, we're going to play another few songs. And then for the last 10-ish minutes, we're going to be talking about a very exciting topic. So, yeah, please get ready for that. That's that Us Espresso.
Yes, enjoy.
Yes, okay.
Aquel día te vi y tu energía sentí. no te voy a negar. Estamos claros y ya.
A mí me gusta que me traten como dama, aunque a veces se me olvide cuando estamos en la cama.
Sonido es como la arena al resbalar. Claro, el don de ir.
serás panzón. Y justo así fue.
Él dijo que me quedaría sin pelo y mírame bien.
Las profecías se cumplen cada vez.
Él vio en mí un destino gentil, una vida de ensueños vendrá. Y que así el poder de mi don como uvas va a madurar.
Oye, María no va a llegar.
Él vio en mí un amor imposible, pactado al fin en lazos con otra. Casi lo puedo oír.
De ti ni un sonido saldrá.
Yo no puedo oír.
Oh, no. Si sobre Bruno ya digan lo que sepan de Bruno, denme la pura verdad de Bruno.
Okay, hi everyone. We hope. Oh, sorry. No more Bad Bunny. Not to erase Bad Bunny's presence. We would never. But we have about 12 minutes left. So we are going to be. Yo, do our co-DJs want to announce what we're going to be talking about?
Friendships!
Wow! Okay. What specifically about friendships?
So first we can kind of talk about like how we met and what keeps our friendship strong.
So if
any of you guys want to start.
DJ Lasso, would you like to start?
Yeah. So how did you meet DJ
Grillo?
Grillo.
Yes.
Yeah, so DJ Grillo and I go way back, you know, into the nitty-gritty part of 2021. Mm-hmm. And we were just freshmen at orientation.
Yes. Oh, we also should not reveal campus location names.
We were orientation and we went to an open house.
Yes.
For a certain building.
Yes.
And I
we
had
can nickname it the last center.
We went to the last center and I was there by myself. I was just talking to somebody outside, you know, waiting to get inside. And then he just rolled up and started talking to me. And then afterwards, the rest is history, honestly. We ended up going to the open house together. We saw somebody fall down the stairs.
Yes.
They are okay. No casualties. And yeah, and then we became like, I think we went to dinner that night. I think so. Yeah, I think we went to dinner. And yeah, it's been 4 years in the making.
Yeah,
some of the four best years I've spent with this person. So
wow,
such nice words. Yes, I'm getting very sentimental.
Wow.
Oh my god, not for you though.
Wow, that was
not for DJ Flo. Anyway,
that was really sentimental. I really felt that. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like friendships, honestly. I feel like sometimes in college, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like sometimes in college, especially your freshman year, it's so hard to like make meaningful friendships, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like freshman year, people are just like, I don't know what people are doing freshman year, but I feel like now looking back, you know, we've been here for some time, like, you know, we're old. You
My
know,
knees crack.
Right. Like, our bodies just don't move like that anymore. Yeah. And I just feel like now, like, you know, it's first semester, like, I feel like the new freshmen have been here for, like, I don't know, like, a month or so. And I feel like I definitely can still sense, like, you know, just the freshman vibes. If you guys know what I'm saying. Like, just, like, the freshman vibes. And I feel like making friends is very hard. I feel like on this campus, especially if you're not of the dominant community here, or an athlete, maybe some tea, maybe some shade. But yeah, I think definitely it's been a wild ride in terms of just putting yourself out there, because it can be really scary.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. I think with freshmen, you know, I think they're so focused on, like, trying to have, like, a big number of friends and, like, you know, those friend groups. I think also with social media, like, you see, like, a lot of people posting all these posts about, like, all these things they're doing, like, with a, like, massive friend group, and then that's something you want to do. But, right. You know, I think something I've learned in the last 4 years is that, like, it is better for your mental health and your sanity if you just keep a close amount of people by your side.
Yes.
You don't got to let everybody in.
That is so true. You really do not have to let everybody in, because, I don't know, people be fake out here.
Amen.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Wait, definitely. So how did you two meet?
Billy? Oh!
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's not my real name.
Yeah.
DJ
Grillo.
DJ Grillo, yes. In the... Okay.
In the studio.
I think I said, like, in the hill or something.
Oh, in the hill. Oh, no.
Because we are in the hill.
Wait, I think I didn't quite know you in the past, but I have known of you from Hillary. Yes. And, like, I have also seen...
It's okay. That's not the real name either.
Not real name.
That's not the real name. It's okay. It's okay.
DJ Lasso.
Oh, Lasso.
You're just doing great today. Continue.
So, yeah. So, from others individuals that I have known. But I have known of you from hosting, like, different events.
Oh.
With a certain center.
Oh. Our last center. The last center.
Right. With the last center. So, I was like, oh, they're really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I think... I just got to know you a little bit better once we started living together.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I feel like it was, what, sophomore year? Like, 2 years ago? I don't really remember.
When you hosted those events?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It was, like, one of, like, a big bingo event.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That actually brought a lot of controversy within the last community.
Oh, yes.
Because I remember there was an iPad being given away, but... somebody, like, basically people won bingo, and yeah, somebody didn't win the iPad and they got really frustrated, so they booked an appointment with the associate director of the last center, basically complained. So that actually caused a huge controversy.
Oops.
Yeah, I know. Tea there.
But I don't blame them, though. I don't blame them, because I was there for that event.
Yes.
It was like, I think whoever won was like whoever was closest to the person who had the iPad. I'm like, that's very unfair, because that person who won was like, came mad late, and the only seats left were in the front. So
there's a lot. Yeah, there was a lot. So I don't know. This year they're doing bingo again during the same last generation week.
That's gonna cause chaos.
So we'll see. You know, I'll be there, so be sure to pull up.
Yes, get free stuff.
Yes.
Please win me an iPad if you can. I'm kind of broke.
We know that.
I don't know if the prize is gonna be iPad this year, because, you know, money's looking a little tight at the last center, but I think they're gonna try.
Give me a ticket or something. I don't care.
Ticket to what?
To a musical.
Okay, what musical would you like to see?
Six.
Six?
Okay. Yeah, or Hadestown.
What?
Six?
Six?
Six. The number six.
Oh.
No, it's a musical about, like, the six queens that, you know, got married to Henry VIII, and then...
So it's very Eurocentric.
It's Eurocentric, but, like, with a twist. It's a good twist.
Okay, I've never seen it before. I think the only musical I've seen is, like, Hamilton.
Listen to the soundtrack for Six. Okay. It's actually pretty...
Oh, and High School Musical.
School musical. Okay, anyways,
how did we meet?
Yeah, how did you
two
meet?
I think from my perspective, I remember meeting. I remember meeting DJ
Flo. No, not DJ Flo. DJ Flo. Sorry, DJ Lasso. I forgot.
I remember meeting DJ Lasso. through one of our courses. And yeah, I thought that DJ Lasso was a hater. I thought that
Spilling everything.
DJ Lasso didn't want to sit with me because she thought that I was like dirty or something.
Did I say that though? I never said that.
Did they give you a dirty look?
Yes, they did.
No, here's the thing, everybody. God. You both have told me that I have a resting. I have a resting mean face.
RBF.
I have an RBF, and so that's just what happens when I first meet people. I think I'm like a very cheerful person, as one would say.
But yeah,
you have a lot of layers. You're an onion.
I'm a complicated person.
Yeah, and I thought that DJ Lasso thought that I was a dumb. let me not say dumb. an uneducated individual.
I mean, I was right though.
Oh.
You were, but those are hard assumptions to make.
I didn't make those assumptions at first. But I didn't even know who you were. I'm sorry. Here's what happened. We actually got paired up to do a group assignment together. Okay.
Here's your version.
It wasn't a group assignment.
We got paired. The first time we ever I had truly spoken to you, we got paired up for a group assignment. Because we were all in the same class. It was like the same girl who, it was me, her, and another girl who seemed like the same culture as us.
Yeah.
We did a group assignment together, and it went really well. And then afterwards, I was getting interested in community health. Found out that DJ Flo was interested in community health, too. And then we just talked for a bit.
Mm.
And then we didn't really get close until fall sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things happened. And then by chance, I my bus left me over the one weekend. Went to bingo. With DJ Grill.
That's how I met DJ Grill.
And then I saw DJ Flo and we spoke.
I remember this now. I was like, I remember sitting outside of, you know, another building over there. I will not name. But I remember sitting outside after bingo.
Yeah, because you were waiting for me to finish my conversation.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how we met and that's how we became...
Wow.
The best of friends. We're actually sisters.
Yes.
From another mother.
Wow.
Same father.
Sisters by chance, friends by choice.
Yeah. As a last question, I want
to... We got 2 minutes left.
Yes. So as this last question, what makes a friendship strong? What makes a friendship kind of like stick together for years and years and years? Can you guys tell me a little bit about that? Like, is it like communication? What type of communication?
Yeah. I feel like communication, like it's definitely a two-way street, you know? I think for me, some of my most like fruitful friendships is like, you know, distance does not matter.
Mm.
Time zones do not matter. Like, definitely, if you want to talk to somebody, like if you wanted to, you would, you know, that's my mantra for a lot of things.
Mm.
Mm.
I agree. Honestly, it's just communication and trust and honesty. As long as you have those three things, I think you can have a really strong lasting friendship.
Right. Also feel like if you match, you know, if you match the other person's freak.
Yeah.
And I feel like, no, sometimes like, you know, like matching people's freak can, it can be difficult, you know.
Yeah.
People have a lot of freak. Lots of freak. Okay. Yeah, you make any noises you want.
Thank you so much for listening in.
Thank you,
Massachusetts.
Thank you to our loyal listeners. Again, this is DJ Grillo and you are listening to W1.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. Sorry, yes. DJ Lasso. I just have to read that.
Yeah. My back right now.
We don't know who's next, but they're probably not going to be as good at us.
As fun as at us.
No tea, no shade.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
No tea, no shade. No, you might be back. Who knows? Even
we might be back, actually.
Yeah, next semester. You can have your own show. Like,
should we?
Should we
have our own show.
Right. So this is definitely not the
end of us.
This is the beginning.
Yeah.
And with that, thank you.